Well, just I know it's always helpful, great when the community can help out, and you got some help with the football field facilities today. So can you elaborate kind of what happened?
Yeah, we have the Kellett brothers. One's a senior and another one's a sophomore here, and Carson plays football for us, and their dad Jason was real helpful too. But those guys came down and let us kind of borrow their equipment. Actually, they did it for us and cleared off the practice field and the game field, and that's a lot of work. There's about 18 inches of snow on both those fields.
And now you get the sun and the wind, hopefully, to kind of work on the rest of it, right?
Yeah, that's the hopes are that the warmer weather will be here to stick around and kind of try to melt off the rest of that and soften up a little bit and get it ready here for games here in a real short notice.
Yeah, and then just from your standpoint of how football practice will look on March 3rd, is that dependent on weather and all that type of stuff on what you can do?
It's starting to clear up. I think we're going to be able to utilize our outdoor resources, which is that was something we were concerned about. So that's something that's kind of easing our minds a little bit. But yeah, it's going to be different with the crossover with basketball, and you know, practices will be a little bit shorter. And Coach Cheatham and I have developed a practice schedule together, and you know, just going to be a matter of communicating, working together, and making sure that we're doing what's best for the kids.
Yeah. So that's you have an attack plan for the multi-sport athletes with what is it, basically a two-week overlap of going out of basketball into football?
Oh yeah, 100%. I don't know how anyone could go into it without one. I think that would just lead to a little bit of chaos and, you know, potentially resentment at some places. But you know, like I said, Coach Seedham and I have a good relationship, and we've been able to come up with a plan that allows for the kids to do both things. And you know, again, it's all about what's best for the kids, and you're trying to make the best out of a unique and strange situation.